Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and all the features on the site that we share with you are completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month just to get into some of the same stuff that you get for free over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy that. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark. Marcus is here from BrainlessTales.com.
Yes, that's right.
We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. We're going to go right into your phone calls to start things out. And then Mark is upset. We'll find out why.
Okay.
Here in a moment. But we've got, to start out, Jared on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jared.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey, welcome to the show.
I just wanted to comment. Thank you, man. You guys were talking about, I think it was last night or so, about how Wayne LaPierre gave a speech, and you know, you guys weren't really happy about what he said about, you know, armed guards in schools and all that.
There was also another part to that speech, by the way, that we didn't mention, and that is he blamed the media.
Games.
He blamed the media. Yeah.
Media, video games. I wasn't happy with it either, but I was hoping to just paint a bigger picture, if I may. The National Rifle Association is the mainstream gun group. They're the ones with the largest members. They have the most clout. I don't agree with them, but I mean, I'm still a life member with them. But there's other gun groups out there, too, that do a lot of good work. For example, Second Amendment Foundation's huge. They file lawsuits mostly, so they actually go after state laws. They had one in Massachusetts last year that I thought was a pretty good win. And they do it around the country. If you were to go to their website, they have a list of lawsuits. Now, basically, the more gun groups, the better. I think a lot of them are important as a whole because of what they do. Like, if you just have one, it's very easy to target them. But the truth is, the National Rifle Association is the largest one, and they do other things. Like, they have youth shootings and all that stuff, like teach younger children how to shoot.
That came out kind of wrong. But, yeah, they do training courses. They have certified instructors and that sort of thing.
Right. I mean, a lot of these other groups, like Gun Owners of America, yeah, they're all good and all that. But, I mean, the truth is, if the people buying guns are only older, white males, then it's going to get to a point to where guns will be banned because nobody's going to own them. So you need a group out there that's showing, look, you know, they can be fun to target shoot. There's, you know, it's a tool and things of similar nature. So I think all the gun groups are important. And then, yeah, I'm not happy with what he said either. But, you know, from his point of view is to get the attention just off of the guns are the problems, because if that's the case, then they're going to really try to target them.
Well, you know, I'm in favor of freedom for everybody. Certainly guns are not my primary issue, but I support your right. To own them. And I get where you're coming from. More groups, certainly a good thing. It gives more choice in the marketplace. Each individual can support whatever groups feel he or she feels are more aligned with their viewpoint. And people's resources are limited, right? So it's important to know where these groups stand on the issues, because if you're a liberty-minded person and you only have, you know, $50 a month that you can contribute to the organizations that you support, you know, you're not going to be able to give money to everybody in any sort of meaningful manner. So pick the best one that is most aligned with you. And, you know, it seems to me that if you love freedom, the NRA is not the most friendly organization.
Right. It's hard for me to get, like, excited about any of these gun groups, frankly, very many of them, because I haven't found the one yet that supports my right to bear a weapon.
As a felon, you mean?
As a felon.
And the truth is, Mark, that you won't. I mean, I know that's not something you would like to be told, and, you know, it sucks currently that you can't do that, but if any gun group was to come out and say that, you know, the media would be arming violent felons convicted of murder.
That would be great. I think that would be excellent publicity. In fact, Mark, maybe what you need to do is start your own gun group.
I don't care that much
felons
about guns.
Felons for firearms.
I just don't care that much about guns, though.
Yeah, that would go over real well, right? Felons for firearms.
I think, but this is the thing. Why should I care about one of these gun groups when they don't care about their right to exist, when they don't care about my right to own a weapon?
Yep.
To protect my family.
In your case, Mark, I would agree with you. I think that, definitely have a very valid claim.
Then the NRA could go to hell.
Was on tonight, but, well, then he could tell you more about the local state groups, but, I mean, a lot of these gun control measures are passed on the state level and not necessarily on the federal level. I mean, yeah, there's 20,000 gun laws and not on the federal level, but California alone probably has, you know, 20 million. So, I mean, you know, a lot of those groups are important too. But no, I agree, Mark. You're in a very tight spot on that, and there is really no group out there that's going to go to bat for you because it's hard enough to, you know, fight for non-felons to keep guns. I mean, it's, you know, that would just be the third rail.
I get it.
And the thing is, the NRA, it's a political group, basically, and whenever you have politics, you know, there's going to be concessions made, and that's what's happening there. Now, there was a distant relative of mine many years ago in New York City, of all places, that used a gun to thwart a home invader.
That was illegal.
It was. And the gun was not, you know, wasn't registered or whatever, I suppose. It was a handgun. And this turned into a lawsuit, but the NRA went to bat for him and backed him up on that. So
awesome. Did he win?
I believe he did. But this was this was many years ago. I think it might have even been before I was born.
Oh, okay.
So this is
probably not as easy to do today.
Right. This was a long time ago. So of course, but I grew up. My father was always saying like, oh, you know, he supported the NRA, and that was one of the stories he would speak to. But unfortunately, for somebody that's a felon, I think you're going to be hard pressed for a group like that to come out and support you, unfortunately, because they're not putting you down. They're putting down the whole idea of the felon. And
frankly, the federal government is the biggest supporter of felons' rights to protect themselves, because none of these gun groups will even come out and say, yes, a felon has the right to own a handgun made before 1898 that does not use normal ammunition or whatever. They won't even come out and say what the law is. Mm. The law actually allows in 49 states, New Hampshire being the crappiest state in the union when it comes to felons protecting their families. 49 states, I can own, at least I think that it's true in 49. It might be other states that, certainly in Florida, and the federal law says that a felon can own a black powder pistol or, depending on how you interpret it, any handgun made before 1898.
Jared, thanks for the rundown. What would you say is the most liberty-friendly of gun groups?
Depends what you're looking for. Second Amendment Foundation has definitely filed lawsuit after lawsuit, and they've won quite a few. They had one in Massachusetts a year ago. Mass had an archaic law that said if you weren't a citizen, you couldn't get a gun license. You could, but it was a really crappy one that really didn't cover any gun worth, you know, keeping. But they sued, they won, a federal judge threw that out. Now you got people who are not citizens who have access to the same type of gun license that everybody else has. So, I mean, that's a big win, I would say. I mean, a lot of groups push stuff like that. It all depends what you're looking for, but I think a lot of it starts with your local group, because, like I said, most of these laws come down at the state level and not necessarily the federal level. So.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those thoughts. I appreciate the call and expertise tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, if you're a gun guy living in Massachusetts, I have to ask why. Why would you
Why do people live anywhere? They grew up there, right? And they deal with the tyranny that they grew up with.
It's bad down there.
I was listening to something on NPR on the way here about a town in Italy where they're like dumping dioxins out of this steel factory, and people are getting cancer, and it's been happening for 10 years. I mean, let's talk about people that continue to live in stupid places. I mean, they're spewing carcinogens out in the air. They're talking about the mussels, which is the staple diet in this particular place. The sheep, everything's full of cancer-causing dioxins, and people won't leave. So, I mean, whatever it is that we might interpret as an infringement of freedom just doesn't compare to carcinogens.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It can be tough to get people to leave where they're from. They feel like they're tied to those places.
Oh, all the time. You know, you grow up with your family, your friends, your school, all these things.
It's familiar.
It's familiar. Well, it's easy.
In this case of the dioxins, I mean, your property value is tanking. How do you, at least I have a place to live here.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Move Here Project. Mark, you're going to tell us about that. It's a new Facebook page that you created today, and we'll find out why and what it's all about. 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up anything you would like. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. They include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. You can just click and download. Right there at the top of the website, the last 7 days' worth, you can then click into the archive section if you'd like to go back further and access archives that go all the way back to, well, to the beginning
of the show now. We've put up a couple of torrents, which include the first couple of years, and then there's a gap, and then it's from 2006 on. You can get them day by day. You can download a lot of free archives at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is over at freestateproject.org. And that is where you will learn more about a movement of over 20,000 people, or at least that's the intention. We've got over 13,000 people that have signed up thus far. We're two-thirds of the way, more than two-thirds of the way, to the goal. And we want to get 20,000 people to move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty, because fact is, we're too spread apart. Liberty-oriented people are too dispersed throughout this country, and it's impossible to get a foothold anywhere as a result of that. So go to freestateproject.org, learn about the reason why Marcus, Mark, and myself are all here together tonight. Is because we wouldn't know you, Marcus, if it weren't for the Free State Project.
No, that's right. I met you guys at the events that the Free State Project holds, and then, you know, I've visited New Hampshire many times, and now I live right here in Keene.
So you've been to the Liberty Forum.
I've been to the Liberty Forum. It was my first event, and it was phenomenal.
Tell me what you like the most about it.
You know what? It's held in a very nice hotel in the wintertime, and it's really great because everybody is really closed, not closed in, but it's a very dense, gathering of liberty lovers.
Sure.
You're not outside. You're all inside wearing just some comfortable clothing. You know, some people dress a little bit nicer, but you're just around so many people, the energy, it's like going to a concert. When you go to a concert and everyone has that energy because they're there to see that band, and that's the same energy, but it's all based on liberty. So you get to hear these great speakers and just interact with all the people that are visiting the event as well. It's really, you can't miss it. You know, it's don't miss the Liberty Forum. It's really a great, great time.
Your chance to get registered is right now, because the 2013 edition of the Liberty Forum is coming up February 21st through the 24th.
Just around the corner.
Yep, same place as before, the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. As you mentioned, it's a very nice hotel. And speakers include Tom Woods. He is the Saturday night keynote speaker. The Friday night keynote speaker has yet to be announced. Now, when the Friday night keynote speaker is announced, the price of the forum will go up.
I heard it goes up on the 1st.
Oh, January really?
The 1st. Yep, I just saw that post on Facebook. So, go ahead and go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and sign up, and it's coupon code FTL2012.
I don't think there is a coupon code this year. I haven't heard anything about a coupon code.
Use FTL2013.
Have you been told about
no,
that?
No, because it's been that every other time, so why in the world would you change doing...
Okay, let us know if that works. I have not been told to tell anybody about a coupon code, Mark, so I feel uncomfortable telling people to do something that I haven't been told.
Be prepared to use a coupon code, and you should use that coupon code.
Anyway, let's talk more about who's going to be there. Apparently, Jeffrey Tucker is back this year. He was there last year, but usually they try to bring in a fresh crew of speakers, people that haven't been there before.
Yep.
Tom Woods, I mentioned him. Cory Doctorow is going to be there. Declan McCullough from CNET. Ben Stone from the Bad Quaker podcast. He's a great speaker.
Yep.
As well as Kira Peikoff, is that how you pronounce it? Leonard Peikoff's daughter, who's an author, will be there, as well as some others. You can go to, Eric Voorhees is going to be there from BitInstant.com.
As you should.
That's exciting. A number of other folks, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and of course Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night, and likely some of the other liberty-oriented shows you might enjoy hearing will be live and in person there. We'll tell you more about that as the event gets closer. But don't miss this. If you can be in New Hampshire for the Liberty Forum February 21st through the 24th, it'll be worth it. And it's affordable. I mean, a convention for $200, and that includes the banquet dinners?
That's great. It's totally worth paying for the meals. I paid for the meals last year when they separated out. It was so worth it because you get to sit with either people you already know or people you don't know. A lot of times I'll just go in without anybody and just see
sit
where
at
I'm
a table
gonna,
somewhere.
Yeah, just sit at a table and you strike up a conversation, you make new friends or make new acquaintances. It's really great.
Don't be scared of making friends, folks.
These people,
the Liberty Forum.
Well, right. Like people have said, that when they've moved to New Hampshire, and I'm sure this is true to some extent of just going to the Liberty Forum, but when they've moved to New Hampshire, they've felt like they've connected with old friends that they've actually never known before. Like that these people that are here for the Free State Project and also some of the liberty-oriented natives here are like old friends. There's that feeling of a connection with them that, as though there's somebody that you do know, but you've never met them before.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm explaining
yes,
that.
Yes, no, definitely. And, you know, what? The very first person I met at my very first Liberty Forum was actually Mark Warden, the porcupine
real estate
guy.
Yeah.
So he, of course, introduced me to some other people who lived in New Jersey that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was really great. You know, he's so personable and outgoing. He kind of got it going for me, like introducing me to people. So it's just really great. Every time you sit down or turn around, you start talking to somebody and have a great conversation.
FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That takes us right into something you wanted to talk about here tonight, Mark. Your new Facebook page, the Move Here Project. What inspired this?
Well, we did an interview last night with Chase Voluntarist Rachel. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Rachel's
about his project, the Blue Ridge Liberty Project. And, you know, some people certainly were very vocal in letting us know that they felt that we were not fair. We were too tough on him and, you know, that kind of thing. Now, frankly, I got to say, Chase doesn't seem to feel that way. He seems to feel like he got a great, you know, he sees the value in being in a nationally syndicated radio program on more than 100 radio stations. Maybe not that particular iteration, but, you know, he sees the value.
Well, his friends didn't like that we were critical of what he's doing.
Well, not even just his friends. There were plenty of people that seemed to have no relation to it at all that felt that we were critical. And mostly people seemed to, their argument seemed to be, what's the problem? You believe in competition. Why not have competition in this area? And I'm going to say, you know, I get where you're coming from. I do believe in competition. But I also, you know, and it's not jealousy towards my product, necessarily. I think to some extent that's true, because I am a
You're talking
jealous.
About competition in the realm of moving people to one place for more freedom.
Right. I mean, I'm a proponent of the Free State Project. Maybe not the greatest proponent in the world, but I do think that if you're going to pick up and move your life to some place in order to work for more liberty for the community as a whole, the Free State Project is the place to do that. And one of the things that really concerns me is that there have been a lot of people who have started up projects like this. There's been a lot of idle chatter where people say, you know what, you should move to Poughkeepsie. It's really nice. We'll have the Poughkeepsie Freedom Project.
Move to Paulville.
Right. You know, there's a whole bunch of them. But I'm not kidding. There's all kinds of idle chatter where people just say, oh, they did it in New Hampshire. What's the big whoop? Let's do it
in my town.
Right.
Hey, everybody
you
move
all
by me.
Can move to where I am, and it'll be awesome.
Right. And if you critique that, then apparently you're the bad guy. If we have an opinion that is not in favor of all of these other projects, then we're somehow against the freedom movement or super critical or really
butthurt.
Mean. Yeah. And we're coming up. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you would like. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Bulletin board system is one of those. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And like the rest of our website, it's totally free. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Last night we stirred up some controversy with what was... It could be described as a hardball interview to some extent.
I thought that Chase did really good in his interview, and I gave him all kinds of props. The guy retained his poise in the face of rapid-fire questions.
And it was a full hour, so it went for quite a while.
I am not convinced that his project's a good idea, but I think that he did a really good interview.
Chase Rachels is one of the co-founders of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, one of a handful of liberty-oriented Move Here projects that are kind of out there, to some extent emulating the Free State Project. Chase sort of both said that it was and wasn't emulating the Free State Project, mm-hmm. in that obviously it's emulating it in that they want people of a liberty mindset to move to Asheville, North Carolina, but he suggested that it's different because they're only targeting voluntarists and peaceful parents.
And while I am a advocate of the Free State Project, no doubt, I also what sets my teeth on edge when people talk about these move here type projects is it what seems to me a cavalier attitude towards people's lives. The most important things they have need to be changed in order to pick up and move to your project, whatever that might be. And I'm not talking specifically about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project here. I'm talking mostly about people who idle chatter on the internet that say, hey, why don't you just go ahead and move to Moab? We're going to have the Moab Utah Liberty Project here.
Well, if you want to see that happen, you can go like on the Ron Paul forums, for instance, wherever it is that general liberty people might be found, and post something about the Free State Project, and inevitably one of the responses will be, well, why would I want to move there? We should be free in Ohio.
Right. We should. Yeah. Why not have 50 Free State Projects? Well, because that's the exact opposite of what the Free State Project is. The Free State Project is liberty lovers moving to one state. You can't have people moving to all the states.
Well, there are that already exists. All the liberty lovers.
We call that failure.
Right. They're all spread out. And it doesn't work. We know that doesn't work. That's why we have to move to one place in order to concentrate our activism.
I think that's the difference, though, between the three of us on this show, the other Free State Project members, and the person who might be posting, well, I think people should move to Ohio, or that we should just be free here in Indiana.
Well, they should
be free.
They
don't know that it doesn't work.
And that's what the Move Here Project's about.
I think that's, you know, those people don't realize that what they're doing there isn't going to work, either because they've never done activism before, or they just haven't been doing it long enough in any sustained manner to where they've had enough failures to where they've realized that, crap, you know, we're not making any headway. We can't get anybody past a primary election, and
right.
This is it just a waste of time.
It takes years to figure out that you're useless. I mean, that what you're doing is useless. It takes years. I mean, you know,
right.
You have to have worked in how many Libertarian primaries or how many Republican primaries in order to try to get your pro-liberty candidate in and get snubbed and get pushed to the side over and over and over again to realize, wow, we need the strength of numbers.
Yeah, and the thing is, when people all choose to move themselves, not just, it's one thing to be like, hey, move where I am, and then people come to where you are, what step have you made, right? So if you're part of the movement, you're part of somebody that has moved in, you know, you're now really vested because you've moved your life. And when liberty lovers get together, thank you, when they get together, it's more than just the sum of what they can do individually.
Oh, yeah, much more.
It's exponential. The ideas flow and the action grows, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I explained it as one of the critics on the, let's see, where was this posted? I posted something to my personal Facebook, and Missy writes on there saying she plans on moving in a year and a half, presumably to New Hampshire. And she says, the only time I have pause, and I'm not saying it will change my mind, is when I hear you poo-poo other activists. Anyone that fights the state, she says, anywhere is at least doing something. If you were less condescending, perhaps they would eventually consider New Hampshire as an option. But like others have said, for some people, New Hampshire is out of the question. If they figure out a way to live as free as possible where they are, more power to them.
Well, in all fairness, Ian, you are very good at being condescending sometimes.
Yeah, Ian's a condescending dude, and I'm just behind him. Fortunately, I don't sound condescending because Ian's around. But, I mean, yeah, I get where people are coming from, but the thing is I'm not going to spit on you and call it rain, all right?
Right.
I'm going to tell you what I think.
What
I think is, and I'm not talking to you specifically, I'm talking to the you in general out there. You know, if I think your project is a bad idea, and I think that your efforts are inefficient and or wasteful or even detrimental, I'm going to let you know. I don't consider that condescension. I consider that the greatest form of care that I can provide to you, person that I might not know. Wait a second. Because the fact is, people that don't give a flip about what you're doing, they're not going to say anything to you. I at least care enough to say, well, I don't think that's a very good idea, and here's why.
Right.
I responded to Missy by saying, what's the point of doing activism if it has no chance of succeeding? If you want to be effective, move to New Hampshire. If you want a group of people to commiserate with, then Asheville or Austin would be fine destinations. Is it poo-pooing when you see people banging their heads against a brick wall to say to them, hey, you know, you don't have to do that to yourself. come on over here where more of us are so we can help each other just get over that wall. I mean, that's essentially what I feel like I'm trying to do by pointing out, you know, you might not want to go to these other places when you could go. If you're willing to move for liberty, and most people aren't, if you're willing to move for liberty, there's a very small pool of potential, folks
right
here.
And I've got things to say about people not willing to move, too.
That's their business. But if you're willing to move for liberty, if you're in that pool of potential prospects, why wouldn't you want to move to the best place for it? The best place for, as far as numbers of people who've already moved, and also the best place for having an effect. I mean, when we talked to Chase last night about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, he admitted that they didn't take any of the political considerations into play about what the new North Carolina government was like or anything like that. They just wanted to pick a place where they felt like it would be a nice place to live and that the community might be accepting towards their viewpoint. And so New Hampshire was chosen out of 10 possible states for the Free State Project in a vote. You know, people chose it over the other 9 states because it overwhelmingly had the best environment for more freedom in the future. There was a lot of thought and time and effort put into figuring out where is the best place that we can make a difference as a large group.
This is the most important point that I hope does not get overshadowed. It's actually the foundation of what makes the Free State Project such a strong movement, is that they waited until there was 5,000 people that agreed to move somewhere, not to New Hampshire, somewhere. They didn't even know where. 5,000 people agreed to move, and at that point, those people that have already committed to move, or at least said that they were very willing to move, that's when they had the vote. And those people overwhelmingly chose New Hampshire because it was the right destination. So that's what makes it strong, is that it wasn't chosen by one person or two people. It was chosen by a majority of people who actually were just willing to move for liberty.
Here's another question I have for you. And I know, Mark, you want to go over your Facebook page, and we can do that here in a moment.
Sure.
But it's hard to convince people who love liberty to move for it, to move to
it should be hard.
Active. It's a difficult process to pick up and move, and somebody really has to be swayed for that idea. One of the common objections is that it's too cold. And
yep,
it's a legitimate objection. I don't like being cold. That was my objection.
It's one of the advantages to New Hampshire, too. If it's too cold,
keeps the status out?
Right. If it's too cold for you, then you're not going to have random statists moving here. I lived in Florida, and we had millions of people moving into the state every year, and I'll tell you, they weren't moving for liberty, okay?
Yes.
So the fact is that New Hampshire, somewhat inhospitable, is a good thing for the project.
One of my friends refers to it as the rugged individualism. And that's a little bit of what it takes to live in a place like New Hampshire. And that's why all the northern states have a lower population.
It's tough.
It is.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. But how many people who are willing to move for liberty aren't willing to move somewhere cold? That's the group of people that the folks in these other projects are really competing for.
Some of them.
The remnant. Those who aren't willing to move to New Hampshire, these guys are competing over them. There's more coming up here. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features on our site. We've got news updates and more over at news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for emailed updates, Twitter, Facebook. I sent out an update today, actually announcing that I was on the radio. Actually, our new station, which is actually an old station, WSMN in Nashua, New Hampshire, is going to be carrying the show starting Wednesday on weeknights, and so they've been on with us on Saturday nights for a while, so I'm excited about that, and one of their hosts invited me on his show to talk about it tonight, or yesterday, or earlier today, so you can get that over at freetalklive.com through our SoundCloud link, and if you want to know about this stuff as it happens, you can go to news.freetalklive.com, sign up for the email updates, or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. They're all linked there at news.freetalklive.com. We could talk more about the Move Here Project, Mark. It's your new Facebook page you've created in a moment. But let's go to the phones first. Ben has been waiting in Oregon. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello. I'd like to bring up the topic of, I believe it's the Arizona's top two primary initiative that just failed recently.
Okay. Tell me about that.
I'm glad.
Okay. Yeah, I found it interesting how people always try to bring up these two-party states and think they're trying to do it to help open government and help improve it for the people, but to me that sounds completely ludicrous considering putting limits on how you can vote is contrary to government freedom.
But what were they? What was the proposal that to which you're referring?
It was, let me check, I'm on the internet right here. It was filed on November 6th. It was a constitutional amendment. It was defeated. It would have implemented a top two style open primary system, and then regardless of their political orientation, there would just be two candidates.
It's kind of hard to hear you. You kind of seem to be moving the phone away from your mouth there. You said regardless of their political orientation, what?
So essentially, this is the top two candidates in the polls, regardless of what party they're associated with.
And you're saying that's a bad idea?
Well, I think the idea of limiting of who people can officially vote for is just dumb, considering how they, similar to how they get to try to get the Libertarian Party off tickets.
Yep.
Well, ballots in other states.
There's two different lines of thought here. What this does is it limits the top two vote getters are basically all you get in the primary election. So if the Democrats had gotten enough people to the primary and they had more votes, two Democrats had more votes than the top Republican in the primary,
yeah,
then it would be two Democrats on the ticket from which you would choose, if you get the idea here. Now, this would effectively destroy any third parties out there, but it would also give the option of for instance, maybe you ran Liberty candidate runs inside a Republican primary or Democrat primary and somehow does very well. It basically moves the whatever chances of success to the primary rather than to the general election.
Of course, we all know that Liberty candidates getting through primaries in the major parties is pretty much impossible outside of New Hampshire.
Well, you'd have to get your people to the vote in the primary. The fact is that the people who shouldn't be voting at all are the ones that vote in the general.
Ben, thanks for sharing those thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Nick's in Michigan listening in Flint, normally to WCK, but we're not on weeknights there quite yet. Nick, go ahead with your thoughts.
This is true. I intend to reinvigorate my lobbying efforts because they do have a radio broadcast every morning for 3 hours, a local talk radio. And believe it or not, they canceled Coast to Coast AM last summer. And the vast majority of the people who call this 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. weekday program were really upset about the cancellation of Coast to Coast AM.
Hmm.
And they have a new one on called the Red Eye Express.
Yeah. Let me explain a little bit about the radio business for you, just to give you and the listeners some insight into why those things happen. And then we can get to, I know you were calling about a reason, so hang on, we'll get to that here in a moment. But the reason why that happened is the station that you normally listen to there in Flint, WCK, is owned by a company called Cumulus. Cumulus is, I believe, the largest broadcaster in America. I think, did they surpass Clear Channel? I think they did. Anyway, they're either number one or number two. They're big, big radio broadcast company. And a lot of these big companies own their own syndicates for syndicated programs. So nationally syndicated shows like Free Talk Live or, Glenn Beck, for instance. There are these big, syndicates. So in the case of Clear Channel, it's a syndicate called Premier Radio Networks. In the case of Cumulus, it's Cumulus Media Networks. And the show that you're referring to, Red Eye Radio, is syndicated by Cumulus. So because Cumulus owns their own stations, they have the natural incentive to put their own syndicated product on their own stations. So even though the Coast to Coast AM might have been a very successful show, I mean, it is the number one overnight show in America, and it may have been a poor choice for them to decide to remove that program. If that was indeed their choice, it might have been Clear Channel that pulled it from them. So you never know what the internal workings of how that stuff goes on. But ultimately, what you're going to see these companies do is with Cumulus, they're going to put their shows on their stations, and that's ultimately what you saw happen there. So, like, for instance, the reason why it's going to be next to impossible for Free Talk Live to get on that particular station at nighttime is because they probably, I'm just going to guess, they probably have somebody like a Mark Levin on at night.
Oh, man. Yeah. If I ever need to throw up or whatever, I'm constipated, all I got to do is turn on Mark Levin.
Right. He's one of their shows, too. So they take their own programs that they have in their stable, and they put them on what they're called owned and operated stations. So it's guaranteed airtime for their syndicated shows. And then on top of that, they try to sell their syndicated shows to more independent stations that are owned by different companies as well to get them on extra stations as well. But they always have that base of company-owned stations that they can be on. And there's pretty much no way we're going to be able to replace a show like that because they own the show, and so they have the interest in keeping him on. Even though he may be an awful talk show host, and his voice may be absolutely grating to listen to, and he may be, you know, this terrible fascist who markets himself as a liberty-oriented person, none of that's going to matter. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to call them and tell them you want to hear more Free Talk Live. You never know where they might find a spot for us. And WCK has been great over the years at finding places to put Free Talk Live because those big companies, they don't offer programs around the clock on the weekends. And that's why Free Talk Live can get in on a station like that, like for the Saturday and the Sunday shows, for instance. So I hope that explains better how the radio industry works and how decisions are made in a lot of cases to put shows on. It's not necessarily that the program directors themselves even like those shows. In a lot of cases, they're being told by, you know, upper-level management, you must air Mark Levin at night. End of story. They don't get to make those choices. Anyway, what were you calling about?
Yeah, thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
I didn't mean to throw you off your game. I know you had an issue that you wanted to discuss tonight, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I learned back in the summer or spring that the Federal Reserve Charter is up for renewal, apparently in December this year. And then all of a sudden all these shootings start happening, and they've continued on a fairly frequent basis. And knowing, as I do, the historic record of the damnable wars, I'm actually reading a book by a retired British intelligence officer, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock is his name, and called The Synagogue of Satan, and it does not, all it does is document the primary families who have instigated via their web of international, whatever you want it, subterfuge network. And I mean, it's astonishing.
You're talking about the banking families?
Yeah, like he says here, he mentions the ADL, okay, Anti-Defamation League, because in the congressional record of December 6th, he goes year by year, 1971, a congressman, John R. Rarick, is commenting on a speech by Senator Jack Kenney of California, in which he states that the CIA and the FBI are tinker toys compared to the ADL. He says, we're beginning to understand the magnitude of the ADL's operation, appreciating the fact of their vast spy network sprawling across our nation and throughout the entire world.
Is this an anti-Jewish call? Am I misinterpreting that?
No, I'm just trying to get a handle on who the real criminal entities are behind.
I don't know what that would have to do with the ADL.
Well, I'd say the FBI has a lot more money to put into spying on Americans than the ADL does.
More coming up here. Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate it. We can talk further about that in a moment. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
Who
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.